Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Or is it like 14-2? I think if it's 14-2, the game is over. But if it's, and I think the run round up, I think it wound up being 5 or 6. I think they got it back to like 9 or 10. It didn't faze Kyrie at all. He just kind of went back to doing what he was doing. And it gave us a really exciting finish. A game that'll be forgotten in history because of the outcome. But if you watched it, if you have a chance to catch it on NBA TV or get caught up on it, just spectacular shot making by four of the league's, you know, great scorers.
Yeah. And I do think it'll be remembered by those who watch the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know 10 years from now when we're doing this, remember that game where Kyrie hit the shot and Dallas, yeah, I remember. Like, if you saw it, you're going to remember that game. It's one of those ones, man. Like you said, the call.
I remember Kyrie hitting a shot against Sacramento in a meaningless game.
Yeah, I remember he was playing at Arco, and he cooked somebody and went up with the right down. He was going down the middle of the lane, up with the right. I think Willie Cauley-Stein fouled him. He switched to the left, and went. I was like, oh, Kyrie, that's cold. A little stuff like that. Like, Kyrie is just one of the memorable players.
Shout out Willie Cauley-Stein.
Shout out Willie, always. So, yeah, I was actively rooting for the Clippers in that one.
I don't know. There's multiple Clippers stories here. You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. I didn't know what to make of the game when it was over. I saw the look on Paul George's face, and I couldn't read it. I couldn't tell if he was relieved, frustrated, concerned. Like, we talk about teams, you know, losing and being able to dig a little bit deeper into the film. This is a game where both teams have plenty of film to dive into. Yeah. Like, in no way, shape, or form, this is the playoffs. This is not the 82-game regular season. The Clippers won the game. The end. There's no feeling of loss in a game just because you blew a 31-point lead and had to that is not a thing at this point. But as I saw Paul George walking off the floor, and even a little bit in there, I'm certain there was a certain level of exhaustion there. Too, watching him and James Harden walk off the floor, I was like, man, I can't read their body language in this. I'm sure it's just relief. But then when you factor in the Kawhi Leonard stuff and the fact that Lawrence Frank had to talk and like, yeah, I don't know. We don't know. It absolutely sounds like Kawhi Leonard is not returning, period. Like, you could be conservative and say it doesn't sound like he's returning this series. I don't think Kawhi Leonard is returning, period. Mm-hmm. He came back, played like 35 minutes in the game that he came back. Clearly something is not right with him. And, you know, you look at you have these two things where you go up 31 against a really good Dallas team. You kind of lose that lead, but you hold on, you know, to win. You have this incredible performance from James Harden. If I'm the Clippers, one, I can't make heads or tails of this series. Like, this series is a lot of, I think, what we thought it would be. Yeah. But if I'm the Clippers and I'm looking at the way James Harden is playing, you know, you're getting those performances from Norman Powell, I feel pretty good about this series. You obviously need a high-level Paul George. That's the start. You get that high-level Paul George, and then you get, you know, you get a really solid James Harden. You get these solid performances from Norman Powell and everybody else. Like, I think I'd feel pretty good about where I'm at, but I can't tell. It's just there's stuff that lingers with them.
Well, the crazy thing about it is I don't know why this happens. They talked about it a little bit on Inside, and I agree with him. I don't know why this happens, but when Kawhi Leonard's not there, they play better. Kyrie talked about it after the game. He mentioned it a little bit after the game where they just play better. And I mean, we can look at the record. I'm sure the record doesn't necessarily speak to that. But look at the two playoff runs they've had.
Yeah.
This isn't a run right now. It's the series. But in the two games they played in this series, Kawhi wasn't there. Paul George played well. James Harden played well. He comes back. Paul George is on a milk carton in game three. I couldn't believe what I was seeing from PG. And that was upsetting to see. And they weren't able to play well in game two. And then you think about when they made the conference finals. Yeah, Kawhi got him out the first round, and he helped him get the 2-2 lead in the second round against Utah. But Kawhi tears his ACL. He's gone. They win the next two against Utah. They end up taking Phoenix to six with just Paul George and some of those other guys. So I don't know if Paul George, you know, steps his game up when Kawhi isn't there, and he defers a little too much when Kawhi is there. But I thought the Mavericks were going to win this series due to the unknown nature of Kawhi Leonard. I could have had that one completely wrong as well. They may play better for whatever reason without Kawhi Leonard.
So I think they're 2-0 in the playoffs this series without Kawhi. I don't know what this does for what you were just saying, but you said it, so I found it. They're 7-7 without Kawhi, which Kawhi played a lot this year. He's only missed 14 games, but 7-7. So I don't know. Those losses, by the way, were to Oklahoma City, Boston, Milwaukee, Sacramento, Phoenix, Utah, Houston. So it's, you know, they were losing to some big boys. Well, obviously.
Yeah. you know what's even crazier about all this stuff with the Clippers? So much going on. You're right. There's so much going on with the Clippers. What's even crazier?
Yeah, that was the April. That was the most impressive post-Malik win the Kings had was that one.
That was easy work. Kawhi is the only one locked up moving forward.
I know. That's why we were talking about Paul George earlier. I was thinking about – I knew we were going to have this conversation. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, wait, Kawhi signed.
Yeah. Kawhi's the only one locked up. I'm of the belief.
Paul George isn't.
Well, he isn't.
Ty Lue isn't.
I'm of the belief James is going to get a contract.
I think so, too.
So, like, would they all coming back? It feels like if you're the Clippers.
Well, what's James's contract?
I don't know. I don't think it's like max or anything else like that, but I think he's going to be.
I don't think he has that across the league, so it's not. Yeah. I don't think the Clippers have anyone to negotiate with in that regard.
Right.
We've questioned what James Harden. Like, I feel like James Harden, to a maybe a bit unfair degree, because of the way I talk about him, has to earn his next deal. Like, Westbrook had to do that last year.
Yeah.
Westbrook has to do that every year he steps on the floor now. Mm-hmm. James Harden might be approaching that category, and performances like last night are going to help. The further they go with James Harden and Paul George, or Paul George and James Harden leading this thing, the better it is for James Harden next year.
Yeah, for sure. So, like,
Ty Lue is a part of this, and that's what makes his situation really weird.
And I think they, if I'm running the Clippers and I'm in that front office, like, yo, I know you maybe you haven't put the offer out there because you have some reservations about Paul George and injury history and all this other stuff. But we have to sign him now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's going on with this guy, Kawhi? Like, we don't even know what's wrong with his knee. And that's what we're relying on? Nah, sorry. If Kawhi was healthy, maybe you'd have a little more leverage. You have to sign Paul George now. You have to make – and I think that's really what it comes down to. I think Paul George, if given the contract offer, will sign it. He just hasn't been given the contract offer. And I think that's got to go out the window now at this point. You got to sign Paul George, but –
what do you think he's looking for?
Probably a max deal or something close to
it. Like, so what I mean is, do you think they haven't offered that?
I don't think they've sent an offer at all.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
So whatever reservations they had, I think that's got to go out the window at this point. You got to have Paul George back. So... yeah, that Kawhi thing is that's crazy. That's a trip. I don't know how I just got entered into a FaceTime, but that's crazy.
Well, congratulations.
Kawhi
trying to figure out where you got that shirt from you had on earlier.
If you guys would just shut your mouths, we wouldn't even have to worry about any of that.
Sorry about that. I told on you. My bad.
I thought the Mavericks were going to win this series coming in.
Change your mind?
The question is, does James Harden have any more 30-point games left?
Was this his second, or was the other game just really good?
I thought it was a 30-point game. I can look real quick. I thought it was 30. Could be wrong.
At some point, we can't, like, diminish what he's doing.
No, not at all.
Like... oh, he couldn't do that again. Okay, he does it again. Well, he can't possibly do it again. James is a...
he only had 28. He's actually... okay. He's gone 28, 22, 21, 33.
He's an elite scorer. He has been an elite scorer. He has the capability, clearly, of being an elite scorer. He's now 2 and not 3, which I think is a really important component to his game as well.
James Harden, man, in this series.
I had a hard time with this series. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what to make of it. I feel like this is as dead even of a series as there could be.
It's great.
I think that part of me wants to say Dallas is constructed better, but I don't know. I think of PJ Washington and I think of Norm Powell and like how valuable he is. I feel like every point I make, I can counterpoint it with someone on the other team. So. Basically, what I'm saying is I know nothing, which many of you already knew.
James Harden in this series, 26.7 assists, 4 rebounds.
That's a hell of a playoff series. 50%
from three, 54% from the field. He's 50-50-90, 91% from the free throw.
And you know what's tough about that? You know what's tough about that is let's say they beat Dallas. Mm. They're going to have to fight to do it, but let's say they beat Dallas. Those numbers drop in the second round and they lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the narrative and it.
And
I'm not going to act like I'm not perpetuating
it. I'm part of the narrative. I don't believe this guy at all. Like he's putting up 26-7, shooting 50-50-90. I'm sitting here waiting for the fall off.
So
I'm like, there's no way he's going to go through this series. I ain't even talking about the whole postseason. This series playing that type of basketball. I'm part of the narrative.
Been waiting 4 years for the fall off. James Harden or otherwise. I think James might have found something. Specifically versus Dallas. He just like the Luka Doncic stuff.
Yeah.
He might have found something with this defense where he's like, "Hey, I can create here."
Well, and here's the problem, because Luka won't guard. They don't have two guys that can guard Harden and Paul George and Norm Powell.
Yeah.
Because they tried to put Derrick Jones on Paul George mm-hmm. in that fourth quarter, and that just left Harden to pick between Luka and PJ Washington, and those guys aren't good enough defensively to keep Harden from doing what he wants to do.
It's a really good game. It's been a really interesting series. Probably the one I'm most interested in, though that Knicks Sixers one is interesting for other reasons. Mm. We can talk a little bit about that as well. I want to talk about the Kings. I want to talk about something we talked very, very quickly with our man Jake Gaden about last night on Sports Sunday as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings and what might be next for them. And we can bring the Bradley Beal conversation back into this as well. It's Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Buddha, we see you. Don't hang up. We'll get to you right after the break here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Watch the show live or on demand on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Now, back to D'Lo and KC, presented by Sky River Casino.
All right, man. 916-909-1320. A couple of our people we got to talk to. Let's start with our man, Buddha. Buddha, what up, baby?
What's up, family? How y'all doing, man?
We good, man. What's up with you?
Long time no see and talk, you know?
Hear you. Sure. What's on your mind, dog?
Man, I had a couple conversations that I want to talk about today, for real, but Jesse not here, so, like, I mean, I just want to give them a little warning that the Pats, they back on everybody here now.
Oh.
Yeah, the Pats, the quarterback situation really took them down last year, right? So he already had an elite defense, and now you got Drake May, you got two wide receivers. Like, I feel like everything really opened up now. That was the only thing that they was really missing, to be honest. So, like, when Jesse come back, make sure he knows, like, Pats on there. Yeah, you hear him?
I like it.
Well, I mean, you lost to Bill Belichick.
Yeah, we lost Bill Belichick, but you see, yeah, I mean, we got Gerard Mayo, you know what I mean?
I like Gerard Mayo. I like Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
You have to.
Power to the people. He out there cooking.
See? See? Buddha know what time it is.
Yeah, sure. Bill Belichick's still killing it, though. He on the Pat McAfee.
He did a good job.
Man, he's really good. Yeah, he's really entertaining. Yeah. Yeah, he's really entertaining. Great to hear from you, Buddha. We appreciate you, my man. I was reading a lot about the Patriots last night. They're draft guy. Again, you know, these are the same people who'll be like, well, they just botched the draft if things don't go well. But, like, their draft was being received really, really well over the weekend.
I mean, they had these are the same people that what they give Christian McCaffrey trait to the Niners, a C-. Ain't that the one that always comes up?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember which one that was.
That was ESPN.
No, I'm trying to remember, like, who it was.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Guys who worked there said Lamar Jackson should be a wide receiver. So, man has won two MVP awards, but okay. I know what Ramsey wants to talk about. You want to guess?
Candace Parker.
Yeah. Ramsey, what's going on, man?
Kenny is right. Gotta get some flowers. Keeping the main thing about a wonderful basketball career.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, we'll give flowers to Candace Parker, the basketball player.
Yeah, basketball.
The analyst can get dirt.
Yeah, exactly. The hate for Sacramento, that's a whole nother story. But shout out to Candace Parker for a hell of a career. Not just starting in WNBA. Starting in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then going from there. She basically came on the map really in high school in Naperville when she won the dunk contest. Mm-hmm. And then you can go from there.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate you, Ramsey. Thanks for making sure we stay on top of that.
I feel like you can say, you tell me what you think, but I feel like you can say Candace Parker was as advertised from all the hype that she had coming out of high school. What happened to Tennessee, you know, playing there and you know, doing as well as she did. And then getting to the WNBA, she some setbacks due to, I shouldn't call them setbacks, but, you know, pregnancy kind of slowed her up a little bit.
Yeah, no, it absolutely slowed her down.
But, I mean, she was dominant. How many, one MVP?
She won the MVP. Two? I think she won two. She won the MVP and Rookie of the Year in the same year. Like her first year in the league. And I think she won the MVP by maybe like a vote or two.
Yeah.
Like it was a, you know, a crazy race. But yeah, like she was, as advertised is a great way of putting it. I think that Chicago title is, it sets things apart a little bit. Mm. Like that Chicago title feels kind of like LeBron's Cleveland title, where, you know, everything you did in Miami is special. You know, you win the 2020 title with Anthony Davis in Los Angeles. Yeah. Can't knock that. But that Cleveland one, for a variety of different reasons, will always, you know, if you rank championships, that will always be at like the top of LeBron's story.
That
Chicago one is so, it's almost like Steph's championship a couple of years ago. Mm. It's like, they really did that.
Yeah.
Like, she really did that. Like, that's special.
It's that one, like, that you talk about with LeBron where it almost, to a certain degree, makes it Teflon. Like, you did that there.
Yeah.
What can anybody ever really say about you at that point? Like, if you're saying something, it's kind of nitpicking. Because did you just see what went down, you know, what they were able to do? So.
Well, I mean, when you start looking at three WNBA championships, two different franchises, three different franchises?
Because
she won one with L.A., won one with the Aces, and it's not like she, you know, was, you know, just coattailing. Mm-hmm. Like, she was a part of what the Aces were doing. Mm-hmm. But those two at Tennessee are different. Like, she won Pat two titles. Like, that's a squad.
I mean, and then a winner everywhere she went.
Her whole, that whole team, those Tennessee teams were built around Pat. Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, they were built around Candace. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's always difficult to go into the next year talking about, here's the University of Tennessee, the defending national champions. When Candace entered the draft, that whole team was gone. Mm. Like, her whole, like, gone. It was, like, new players from top to bottom, with the exception of, like, Shayna Strickland, maybe, like, one or two people. But, that's the defending national champions because they're in Tennessee uniform. It's like, man, no, they're not.
Defending about that.
And they weren't very good. They weren't very good. It was like, yeah, no, they're not. That's not the defending national champions, but it is the University of Tennessee. But Candace was special, man. Candace was special.
Mm. Two things that I wanted to touch on before we dive back into basketball.
Kings basketball specifically.
Kings basketball, yeah. Number one, did you see that, this much to the chagrin of my partner, that Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson has been officially sanctioned in Texas?
Did you tweet about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's so stupid.
No headgear. So, there's some things going on there. So the records will count.
So this counts on Mike Tyson's boxing record.
Yeah. They're using 14-ounce gloves, which is a little thicker than normal.
So if it wasn't sanctioned, would they have to wear headgear? Because you just said no headgear.
No, because I don't think that when Tyson fought Roy Jones, it was sanctioned. And they didn't wear headgear.
Okay.
So it's just, I think it's just
why is this happening? Like, we know, okay, look, we know athletic commissions aren't real, but why is, like, what is the benefit of this being sanctioned for anyone?
I can't tell you. The only reason I would think it's happened is because both of them.
It doesn't affect anyone's money.
If you're Jake Paul, you feel like you can get an easy victory over this old man. And that goes on your record. Because Jake Paul wants to, he has said he wants to win a belt. Like, he wants to be a world champion. So the benefit for him is this is just another win on his record. I don't know why Mike wants to do it.
Mike, he's going to get a huge paycheck. That's why.
I don't know why he wants it to be an official
sanction.
Fight.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
I'll say this about Logan and Jake and this whole thing that they're doing. They're getting these dudes paid. And why Mike isn't starving. Like, Mike's not, like, hard up for money. Mike has had one of the most phenomenal second lives imaginable. Mm-hmm. And I joke, but I don't think it's a joke. Ever since he sang in the air tonight on The Hangover, everything changed.
Yeah. Seriously.
Like, he became an entirely different – he became – amazingly, like, lovable, and he was, like, charming. Mike Tyson did a one-man show on Broadway. Like, think about that for a second. Mike Tyson wrote a book that when you read it as Mike Tyson. Like, it's incredible. So he's not hard up for money, but that's one thing that I appreciate about these dudes is they make money off of these fights, and they pay their fighters, you know what I mean? The guys fighting in this, they make sure that they get paid.
Not only does Jake do a good job of paying, and Logan too when he does, but Jake not only has the person he's fighting against getting paid, he's got all these people on the undercard getting paid, and he's really taking a liking to women's boxing. And Amanda Serrano, I think, might be like actually his fighter under his promotional company, or they got some type of business relationship, and she get paid when she fight, like what she doesn't when she fights anywhere else.
I still don't.
And she's on that card too.
I don't like this being. So I know I say this to you a lot. This is where you lose me. This is where the sport of boxing loses me, and it's like, acknowledge that you're WWE or don't. Acknowledge that you're professional wrestling or you don't. Because if you expect me to believe that an athletic commission is evaluating these two individuals and can come to the conscious decision that, yes, 57-year-old Mike Tyson, as skilled as a fighter as he may have been 30 years ago, can fight this 20-something-year-old individual who has, you know, very recent fights. If you're telling me you can consciously make that decision, like, so be it. But you can't. Like, you can't. And the Texas Athletic Commission is the same Texas Athletic Commission that didn't evaluate Kimbo Slice properly. You're telling me you're evaluated by an athletic commission and you didn't notice there was a hole in this man's heart?
I don't know.
You very literally could have saved his life by doing your job properly, but you're not really doing a job. My guess is, I don't know. My guess is they get a cut of this.
Absolutely.
And that's why it happens. And that's why it happens. So, look, I love Mike. I appreciate what Jake and those guys do. You told me it's on Netflix, so I'll watch. But
yeah.
I don't like that.
The only thing that I'll say about, and a lot of people say this, not just you. A lot of people are like, oh, man, boxing is, you know, it's a joke. It turns me off from boxing, all this other stuff. Well, it's almost like saying, oh, the Big Three turns me off from basketball. Well, Big Three ain't the NBA. Big Three is a part of what's going on. Like, and there's no league, so it's hard to say that. But this isn't big boy league.
So I hate when you say, not you, when you're clearly talking to me.
No, because, you're clearly not the only one, though. Like, well, I've seen everything today about this announcement.
So on behalf of all of us, I think my issue, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I learned my boxing from the 13th round. Mm. This isn't exclusive to Jake Paul in this.
The money
stuff
grab
with the
and all
athletic
this other stuff?
Commissions.
Yeah, those things definitely happen.
Feeling like this is absolutely kind of the wild, wild west when it comes to how you oversee this sport. Mm-hmm. Like, the Big Three is just a different form of basketball. This is just a different form of boxing. Mm-hmm. That's fine. The issue is if Adam Silver oversaw the Big Three and oversaw the NBA,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the Texas State Athletic Commission oversees Jake Paul's version of boxing,
mm-hmm.
and the boxing that you and Michigan Wolverines get excited about every
right.
week.
They
and a lot of the chat get excited about
they it. Do, but it's almost like separate, right? Like,
and it's not just Texas, it's Las Vegas, right. It's New York, it's every athletic commission that is still in existence.
When we talk about the athletic commissions, it's almost separate, right? Because, like, yeah, they're over-sanctioning the fight, but it's really the belt. They call them the alphabet belt mm-hmm. companies, like WBC, WBO. Mm-hmm. Like that's almost the de facto, and the promoters, like the PBCs and Top Rank, they're the de facto leagues and all this. Texas and Nevada and all those other, they just make sure like you get a record for it. They don't really run the top of the sport the way we know it. So it's almost separate, but boxing got a lot of issues. I think all these combat sports got issues. Like, people talk about how great the UFC is. Dana, whenever Conor wants to do whatever he wants to do, Dana, yes, Conor. Yeah. Conor won one fight in the last 6 years, and I bet you he's about to main event a pay-per-view and get a title shot when he wants one. Like, he ain't no different than the WBC at this point, Dana White is, and that's before we get into the pennies he throws at these guys.
The fact that those dudes make $100,000 and probably have to spend 75 of it getting ready for the fight.
Right. So, yeah, that's – I don't know why they're sanctioning the fight, but they are. The other thing I wanted to say real quick, basketball-wise, did you see – I saw this from the Thunder, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what this means.
Congratulations, Mark Dagnall?
Congratulations is in order. But no.
Okay.
The Oklahoma City Thunder put out, let me just make sure, not getting chatty house, this is them. It said, FYI, due to NBA rules, tonight's NBA TV broadcast of Game 4 will be blacked out in the Thunder market. Only way to watch and stream is Bally Sports Oklahoma and Bally Sports Plus. And I don't know if this seems like it's different than what would happen here, because a lot of people are angry in the comments. They're like, this is nasty work. This is da-da-da-da-da. So I don't know their local TV deal, but if it's a situation where they can't watch locally, that's kind of crazy.
I don't understand why they wouldn't be able to watch locally.
I don't know either. The only thing, I don't know. But I'm looking at the comments.
So if I'm understanding you correctly,
like, yo, this is crazy.
It is available on Bally Sports.
Uh-huh.
It's not on NBA TV, because that feels like exactly what happens here.
Right. That's what I thought, too. But if this were to come out in Sacramento, people would not be this angry. They were like, I'm just watch it on NBC Sports California.
Yeah,
I ain't seen one one comment that says that yet. The only thing that I can think of.
Maybe they're all dumb.
Is Bally Sports. Bally Sports is... it's such a weird situation because I know they went bankrupt. So, and I know in baseball, the league had to take over some of the broadcasts because they couldn't. It's crazy. So I don't know if they got that situation going on in OKC.
I find it fascinating that a company can go bankrupt and still have control over anything. Because, like, I don't like what was it? I don't remember if it was the Suns, the Diamondbacks, the Clippers. I don't remember who it was.
They definitely.
Somebody did. Was like, hey, yeah, we need a deal with a new partner. Meanwhile, Bally's is coming along. Hey, you can't do that. Bro, you're in court right now. Get out of my face.
Yeah,
I don't know what everyone, I don't know what they're all so upset about.
But everybody in the comment is like, this is ridiculous.
Since we're just tricking off one-off topics here real quick, I do want to talk about the Kings. The A's had a decent little stretch here, didn't they?
They
split
did.
Split a couple of games. Like, I can't say I dove into everything that happened. It came across my radar last night and looked and saw they split, you know, with the Yankees and got a couple of against Baltimore in a three-game series.
And that Baltimore game, they had a nice little come-from-behind victory with a two-run home run in the ninth inning to get that win. So that's a good look.
They're not exactly lighting the league on fire or anything, but it's a nice little,
They got
nice
some players. Trip. Like, this is one of the few times in recent memory that I've really, like, tapped into the A's. They got some nice little ball players. Okay. I don't know what that's going to mean in the future, if they're going to be able to hold on to them, if they're going to sell them off or whatever. But they got some young ball players that can play, at least so far. And then shout out to the Giants. Giants won the series as well. Beat the Pirates 2 out of 3. Patrick Bailey with a walk-off on Friday night. That was a good look. They tried to do it again on Saturday. Couldn't do it. But they got the win on Sunday to take 2 or 3 out of the Pirates. So I got my eye on baseball. So, you know, I want to see what my Giants are doing and follow the A's. You see they had a little.
I got my eye on it too, but that's about it.
Did you see they had a little Oakland A's protest going on at Sutter Health Park on Saturday?
I did. Yeah. The cell. Yeah, I did.
The cell crew came down and, you know, voiced their displeasure and all this other stuff.
It was brought to my attention by Matt George. Matt was very excited about that.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm of the belief, you do what you do for your team if you're trying
absolutely.
To. If you're trying to save them. I know, like, the last dive bar guy was here or whatever, and I forgot exactly what he said. He said it on, because I watched Matt's video that he did for ABC 10, and he's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, this isn't Sacramento versus Oakland or anything else like that. You know, it's nothing about Oakland. It's about the owner and all this other stuff, and then they always say stuff like that, and then, like, be like, yeah, come down here and play in a AAA stadium. I was like, all right, well, I take that personally. I do. You know what I mean? Like, we're here trying to do what we can here in Sacramento to get another sports team. And I don't like that it's the Oakland A's. I want the A's to stay in Oakland. But if they're leaving, if they can't get nothing worked out, all we're trying to do here in Sacramento is trying to boost the portfolio.
But that's fine. Let's be fair to the entire conversation, though. You can say, you know, coming down here and playing in Triple H Stadium and use that as a diminishing term all you want to. You play in a goddamn toilet bowl. Like, what are we doing right now? That's not a remark about the city of Oakland. That's a remark about what you've allowed that Coliseum to become. Don't act like you're playing at Yankee Stadium here that was built in 2023. You're playing in a dump, universally one of the worst buildings in professional sports. Don't look down at a AAA stadium when that's what you have to offer right now.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is the inability or unwillingness to get that corrected. So don't do that. You can look down on Sacramento. You can look down on a AAA team all you want to, but you can't do it if you're playing in that Coliseum.
Yeah, and the other thing that I always take umbrage with a little bit too is that, like, oh, you go down there and you only get, you know, a 14,000 seat stadium. When was the last time the A's put $14,000 people in that stadium? And they have their reasonings for it.
Yeah,
they have their reasonings for it, and I understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. I think that's the wrong strategy, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have always felt. I understand. Oh, I don't want to put any money in Fisher's pockets and all this other stuff. Fundamentally, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentally, I also think that is the wrong strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been there. If you could go and you could afford it, not going to the games, not going to the games is.
And I hear you.
You can't do that.
I hear you. In their defense, and this has been my stance from jump, I think he was leaving anyway.
That's fair too.
So I think if it's the you know I understand they're fighting it and they're frustrated and they're upset and they feel like Sacramento has played a part in this, and I understand all of that. But I think what triggered all of this, what triggers the not going to games and you know really showing out on those you know reverse boycott nights or those you know those sell the team nights is. It was inevitable. They knew, like they've known, they've been connected to this team. They've been connected to the scuttlebutt, as Stephen A. would say. they've been connected to the word around the city that he was going to move this team.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, when it becomes an inevitability, F it, man, F you. I ain't going.
Because yeah, but.
Now I'm putting my money into something that I can't get the same level of enjoyment out of. Now I'm putting my money into something that's inevitably leaving.
And I agree, but I think that was your only chance. Because if he was leaving, and his reason why I can't look at this attendance, I can't make no money here, I can't get anything done here. Mm-hmm. That's the ammunition he needed.
And
if he tried to say that and they were like, I can't make no money, look at this attendance, and there's 25,000 people there every night. Like, what are you talking about?
And their argument might have been, his argument would have been something else. Well, it's
make
not
it,
attendance.
Make
it's
it
the
something
city.
Else.
It's the city. It's the Coliseum. It's this. It's that. There was obviously already. All right, we could do this all day. We'll come back. James Hamm joins us. We'll talk Kings basketball. It's Thilo Mukasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Back to D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, live all around the world on the free Odyssey app.
James Ham set to join us coming up here at the top of the hour. Just a quick. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he slid into home in a pants rip.
The reading like I've read like 10 different things about, like, I guess the Major League Baseball Players Association is like really angry about the uniforms that they have, and Nike didn't consult players or the Players Association, and yeah, it's just a mess.
Mm-mm-mm. Nike didn't get this one right.
Yeah.
Rare.
Yeah, that's what they get for venturing into baseball.
Blame it on baseball.
Did you see? Well, you brought this up. I thought I'd bring it full circle. We opened the show starting about the Suns and the Timberwolves, and I'm still not confident we've given enough attention to the Minnesota Timberwolves and what they're doing right now. Exit interviews are happening, obviously, in Phoenix today.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Beal told reporters when asked about that interaction with Frank Vogel. That you brought up earlier on the show. He said, I was just frustrated with the fouls. I knew I was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing towards coach. It was just, I was really frustrated in how I was playing.
Yeah, and I could.
And that's Brad. That's what it like was, Brad's, yeah. Like Bradley Beal, whether you like Bradley Beal or not, he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah. Like I've never heard anything bad about Brad.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's not going to come at a coach.
No. We were talking earlier about.
I kind of feel bad for Frank Vogel. This is such a tough situation for him, but I mean, he signed up for it.
Yeah.
Like he signed up for it. I just don't know that he's. I don't know that he's being treated fairly. But
earlier, I said that Brad had 2 years left on his deal. He actually has a 3, so I got that wrong. He's got 3 years, but the fact still remains. I don't care. It's 3. Like it's not 33.
I don't think that's right.
No, I re-looked at the spot track, and he's got 2 guaranteed and then the player option.
Oh, my bad, because I literally had spot track up. I hate when people use literally like that, and I just did it, so forgive me. I had spot track pulled up, and I must have just.
Yeah, so 24, 25, 25, 26, and then the player option,
so
26, 27.
What threw me off, my bad, is next year's highlighted.
Yeah,
I thought I thought this year was highlighted.
Exactly.
And you just look down and it's like, all right, 53, 57. Yep. I made the same mistake.
That's what got me. So he's got 3
change
years.
Change your mind?
No.
Okay.
I mean, like, look, it changed my mind in the fact that would I look at it? Would I consider it?
Look, you can have look at it like that. You could have Bradley Beal or you can have Kevin Herter and Harrison Barnes. You could pick.
That's all I'm saying, right? Like, And look, I think we're 2 of the people that have been like, it's close to staying pat. Not against that. Like, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Tell the whole story.
I wish you'd tell the whole story.
Oh, yes, thank you, Doc.
His Achilles is really, really bad right now. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I really couldn't put him out there. He was really just a decoy. And if he comes back, I mean, his Achilles is really, really bad.
Yeah, really haven't discussed the Bucks going down 3-1, have we? Hey, we should, real quick, salute to the Bucks and Pacers and to Chris Middleton and to Tyrese Halliburton for that gym they gave us Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because if that game had not started off at 2:30, you and I wouldn't have been able to see the end of it.
No, that was a hell of a game.
And to be able to pretty much watch that game in its entirety through the end of this show and then through our KSFM show and then be able to watch those last few possessions unfold. Oh,
that was a crazy
tremendous
game.
Theater. Tremendous theater. I had Middleton hitting another one. That was my prediction. I was like, he's going to hit another one. And to keep it a stack, Tyrese gets the ball in the backcourt. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I said is, there's no way he's shooting it.
Man.
He's going to dribble penetrate. He's going to find someone. It's going to be a great play.
Yeah.
But he's not shooting this ball.
Yeah.
And not only Does he shoot it? He gets the and one.
Yeah. I thought Bev blocked the shot too. Oh. And he got it in.
And Pat Bev's reaction was funny. He wanted to complain and be mad, but like he couldn't.
Yeah.
So he just kind of got that God damn it look on his face. And but that was I laughed at the 2:30 start, but the way that game played out, man, I was really thankful it started at 2:30 because we didn't miss a second of it.
Yeah.
And big time shots from Chris Middleton, and a big time play to close that game from Tyrese Haliburton.
Absolutely, man. And Indiana's on the doorstep, and I think they're gonna get him out of here.
Well, and look, it doesn't matter how you do it.
No,
do it. If Giannis not playing, Dame Lillard not playing, Bobby Portis saying, the hell with this, I'm out. That's not your problem.
That was crazy. That can't happen, Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, you know what was funny? Going back just really quick to the you probably missed this part. You might have seen it. You probably even fast-forwarded it as you were rewatching it. The Clippers-Mavericks game. The Clippers are down. The Clippers are up 27. Luka picks up a technical. And I thought Luka was trying to get thrown out. Luka don't want no part of this. He's going to try to get thrown out. And he didn't. Like, he picks up the technical, and he lingers as he always does.
Yeah.
But then he kind of backed away. But, like, as he's lingering, I'm like, this dude's trying to get tossed. Down 27, going to leave Kyrie out here by himself.
Speaking of getting tossed, it's, once again, we're all over. That's the theme of today, okay? Yeah, just get in there.
We did discuss Punky Brewster and Out of This World.
Shout out Punky Brewster.
Soleil Moon Frye.
She's grown up to be a nice young woman.
Well, and the only one who – even Evie had a decent little run.
I don't remember anything else from
Evie. Well, I don't either, but she did other stuff. Like, it's on her Wikipedia page and her IMDb page. Like, she did some more work. Not as much as Small Wonder, but
– yeah. Solid. What did you think of Russ on Friday night? I was dying. I was watching that with my mom and Jazz. We was dying at Russ.
The way Russ looked at Luka and pushed him off was phenomenal.
And then his reaction to PJ Washington was hilarious too.
He kind of like Russ is funny.
He's hilarious.
Russ is so funny.
I love Russ. I love Russ. Now
I don't like the play. I thought Luka.
It wasn't even nothing going on.
I thought Luka.
That was nothing.
I thought Luka was a little
extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There was nothing going on there. Like, yes, Russ fouled him or whatever, but all the falling off afterwards, that's where Russ got mad. He was like, well, stop that.
I kept thinking, like, one, Luka's never moved fast enough in his life to where if you grab him, his body's gonna respond in that manner.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's that? And then the whole thing happened, and then I run it back at full speed again. It's like, that's a work. Yeah. Look out here working. That's why everyone gets pissed off at Luka.
And that's why Russ was like, stop, bro, stop all that. And then Luka tried to run up to him. He's like, stop, bro.
That was funny. Did you see your boy's reaction?
Who?
Stephen A.
No, I heard about it. Stephen. Did he call the authorities on Russ? That's what they're saying.
He said that man should have been suspended.
Stop it. You know, I'm not this super Luka fan. I actually think Luka's like relatively cool. I say this all the time. I think he's cool. Like, just as a person, he seems cool or whatever.
He's not. He called Kyle Madsen out his name.
No, he's not cool. That's right.
He called Kyle Madsen out his name.
No, that was so uncalled.
Like, for what? What'd you do that for? Yeah, that's crazy.
That was uncalled for. But
for the rest of his life, Kyle Madsen had, you know, courtside seats, feet on the floor, and he has to deal with the verbal abuse from Luka Doncic.
That aside, Luka seems like a cool cat. But I would want somebody to play against him the way Russ is playing against him. Russ is getting physical.
What do you mean?
If I was a Clipper fan, so to speak.
Oh, okay, got you.
If I was a Clipper fan, or if I was Ty Lue.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie, like, Russ is teetering. He's teetering on the line of, mm-hmm. unnecessariness and just being like overly physical. But yeah, I like
the funny.
I ain't gonna lie. I like your thing, Russ.
The funny thing about Russ to me wasn't any of that. It was the way he just dismissively shoved Luka Doncic, like Luka was like the 11th guy on the team. Like he gave Luka no attention whatsoever before going back to the official. And then PJ.
Then PJ puts us up, and then, like, in a split second, Russ turns. Russ.
Russ is crazy.
NBA legends had that one, too. That was some good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah, I missed
that.
That
was some good stuff.
I need to put them on alerts. Yeah. From Sham Sharani of The Athletic, there is doubt that Bucks All-Stars Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard will be able to play in a potential elimination game 5 versus the Pacers. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, down 3-1, sources say. Both have tricky strains that complicate returns and create risk. Mm. Can we file that one under the not surprising category?
Yeah, I don't really – you hate to say because the season's on the line and all this other stuff, but I don't – what they say yesterday, Giannis ran yesterday for the first time without like a machine or something like that, something hooked up to him.
Well, the anti-gravity, I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called.
It's there's a treadmill that like you can make it 40% weight bearing, 10% weight bearing. Like you can make it really.
And yesterday he ran for the first time without that. So he's just going to go into game 5?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.